Good morning. We are continuing our study of the Herb Fitch Mystical Tape series, and we're listening today, this morning, to talk number 4-1. And this is a talk Herb gave about the second birth. And in this talk, I took a few notes while I was listening to it. He says that we need to live consciously in our eternal self, our eternal life. The goal is to teach to our children and to attain ourselves the second birth. Now, the first birth is into mortality. We celebrated 1 year and 2 years and 5 and 10 and 20 and 40 and maybe even 70 and 80 years in mortality. But now we come to the second birth, which is into immortality. Paul, of course, was aware of this because he said we must put on immortality. So you have to ask yourself some questions after being in or studying the Infinite Way spiritual principles for several years. You have to ask yourself, am I spirit or flesh? Now, the natural mind, the natural man, cannot accept that I am spirit. The natural man, the natural mind, the world mind, the mind that sees a structural universe, this mind cannot know God, which is why Paul again says, the natural man receiveth not the things of God. When you look out, well, whether you have eyes closed or eyes open, it really is time for you in your journey to know the life of God. When you see a good person, a healthy body, a Mother Teresa, you are looking at a body that is not God expressing. Only a false sense of existence. And so even though these healthy people look good, and even though the sacrifice that Mother Teresa made to help the poor people, the diseased people, she wasn't good. That's a false sense of existence. But something is there. Well, why callest thou me good? And so we must be willing to be absent from the body and present with God. And we do that when we stop seeing a physical mortal, a good person, a healthy person, a young person, an old person, a diseased person. And so our change, our transformation of consciousness must take place to where we look out and see the immortal spirit. Herb gives us many meditations. There's four of them. And the first one is, no matter if you live in visible form or not, you have an invisible self. And that's a meditation. You close your eyes. You say to yourself, whether I've been living in a physical self or not, I have an invisible self. And then you take a deep breath and relax in that invisible self. The second meditation is, God is life. The life of God is the life of you. And you could even put them together. I have an invisible self. The life of God is the life of me. And rest in it. Rest in it so that you don't think these words, but rather you feel the presence of your own invisible self, God within you. Meditation number three. You have no life but the one invisible life. So if I was going to meditate on that, I would sit in my chair, get as comfortable as possible, and then close my eyes. And I would say, I have no life but the one invisible life. My life is invisible. It is incorporeal, without structure. My life is invisible. It's hid with Christ in God. My life is immortal, never knowing death, and also never knowing birth. My life is the invisible life, God. And then I would rest in it until I felt it. Meditation number four, the life that dies is not you. Simple, huh? These are four meditations, or you can put them together. No matter if you live in visible form or not, you have an invisible self, and God is the life of you. I am the invisible life, the life that does not die. You see, the life that was never born. And then rest in it. What Herb is attempting here is to lift us above the structural universe. Let's not say above. He's attempting to lift us behind the appearance of a structural universe into the invisible, immortal, incorporeal presence of our real life, the life of God, the life of spirit, the life of soul, the life of presence. And when we begin to feel it in our meditation, our meditations, we begin to move consciously in it. We have our meditation, we feel the presence of that inner life, that invisible life that I am, and we open our eyes, and perhaps it's perhaps we have some chores around the house and we go do them. But now we've discovered that by now we're able to feel that same self, that same sense of an invisible self, as we go about our day. And then slowly, slowly we become more focused on the visible forms. Maybe we have to go to the market and we get in our automobile and we're driving down the road and people are cutting us off and pulling out in front of us and scaring us, and we're maybe feeling a little upset at them, and our attention is focused on the forms again. So that by the time we get to the market, we park the car and we really find that it's necessary to close our eyes. And again, take these 4 points. One, I have an invisible self. Two, the life of God is the life of my invisible self. Three, I have no other life, only the one invisible life. And four, that life does not die. The life that dies is not me. And so I am the invisible life, and I rest there in it until I feel it. Right now it's on my left leg. I feel it. And usually when I feel that, that's when I am completely still. I don't want to do anything else but sit here or stand here, aware of my invisible self, Christ. And so Christ is living itself. And I open my eyes, and now I go into the market. And I pick up those items that I needed. And maybe one or two for pleasure. There's nothing wrong with enjoying a chocolate donut every once in a while. And I put them in the groceries in the car, and I drive home and put them away in the refrigerator and cupboards, and now I need to meditate again. I just feel drawn to it. So I sit down in my meditation chair. There's only one life, the invisible life, and I am that. And that's enough. And I feel that presence on the top of my head. And I rest in it. As long as I can feel it, I rest in it. And then I open my eyes. Well, there's nothing left to do. The house is straightened up. The groceries are bought and put away. I don't have to start dinner until 4:30. And it's only 12, or only 1 o'clock now. I've already had lunch. So I think I'll pick up this book I've been reading. It's a novel, and I'm enjoying the novel, and I'll pick it up and read it. See, there's nothing strange. We don't act strange. We don't have robes on. We don't have anything that draws people's attention to us as if we are something special. All of the spiritual work that we're doing is going on internally. It's going on within. The transformation of my consciousness is going on within my consciousness. It's not out here where everybody can observe it. And so in secrecy and in sacredness, I know my own invisible self, my incorporeal Christ being, and I rest in it several times throughout the day, and at night if I am awakened. And that's what this talk by Herb Fitch is about. He's telling us how to live in our everlasting self, our immortal self, our incorporeal, invisible self. And for those of you who are really practicing this, there's not anything really to say except, you know, blessings. Blessings, too many to count. I hope you listen to his talk and enjoy it and learn how to do this. Thank you.